Drew's mom here. Been listening right from the beginning, every podcast, never called in. 23. I'm on 23 today, and it's getting better and better each time, you guys. I never knew all those facts about Sportstown. I'll be very happy when the old band is back together. Take care, guys.
All right. Episode 26.
Hey, we made it.
We are back. Took us forever, but here we are.
Not only are we back, we're progressively back. 4 months in the making. How are we going to come back? We're getting another Sportstown ledge.
That's it.
Young Asia.
Can we say that anymore? Are you okay with us saying that now that you're not there anymore?
That's fine.
Okay.
It's okay. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
yes, just hanging out. Thanks for being here.
Here for the booze.
Yeah, it's free.
You tell anybody they get free beer while we record, and it's like, let's do a two-hour episode.
Let's do it. Once again.
And I'll be here by five.
Boom. Yeah, you were the first one here, so you're on your second beverage. And Drew drinks really fast, so he's on his second as well. I'm on my about 13th because I've been here since 12 o'clock. But we got a jam-packed episode. We're once again broadcasting from Broken Strings Brewing right in the heart of the ghetto of downtown Orlando. What are you drinking over there, Drew?
I am drinking some nice Sexton Irish whiskey.
Now, that's actually pretty well known in our circle.
I was going to say, I wouldn't be surprised if we haven't mentioned this at some point in the episode earlier.
I think we might have done one at an earlier episode.
Deliciously smooth, copper pot, single malt, Irish whiskey.
Have you ever had that, Asia? Oh, you don't drink liquor like that, though.
Not really. It's not my thing. But I worked for a little bit at M Lounge, and we tried so many different types of bourbons, whiskeys, everything of the sort. It's a nice place.
Now, I've heard that's a really good bar for a good selection of those.
Yeah, the selection is awesome. The people that I've worked with and for are pretty freaking cool.
Shout out to Seabass.
I wouldn't say much so for the clientele, but I loved working with the people for the short amount of time that I actually did work there.
Now, odd question about that, because I am, and so is Drew, and I believe Tyler is at some capacity, a huge car fan. So, I love motor everything. And M Lounge has...
That's what I was going to say. Is
that little museum that you have to go through.
It's not even a little museum.
It's not a museum.
It's the owner's car collection.
Yeah. And that does even, that doesn't even have, a smidge of what he actually owns.
Yeah.
Because he owns so much more. And I feel like every single time I would go into work, there would be a new thing that we'd have to move around, a new car, a new, gaming system, a new whatever it might be.
Wow.
It was always so different. It was always so old. It was something that I'd learn about. But I'll tell you right now, the owner really doesn't know much about it.
So my question to you is, did you, find an undiscovered appreciation for cars when you worked there, or...?
I honestly discovered an unappreciation for booze when I worked there.
Perfect.
Because the craft, like Sebastian and Corinne and the people that I worked with taught me so much. And just the small amount of time that I worked there, even Connor. Connor was an amazing person. He taught me so much. They even just taught me minuscule things that I didn't even realize that I was doing incorrect. Mm-hmm. But just working there was so much fun.
And then it all went to shit when White Claw came out, because that's all you drink.
No, because with White Claw, they do they'll put different whiskeys and different gins and different tequilas in it to make it, reamp.
Have you tried that? Have you tried doing anything with White Claw yet?
Honestly, no, but that just as as a bartender for so long, just really comes as a genius idea to move more liquor, because all your money's made on liquor in a bar.
Dude, White Claw
liquor
Mule?
And beer is cheap as shit.
All girls want is a Tito's and soda. You can just take out the soda and just put Tito's in White Claw. It's like a $2 upcharge. You're making more money. You're making the girl happy. And guess what? It's going to be a better drink because it's flavored.
Yeah. I'm going to interject.
And I just say it applies to more people. Before you say that it's just it. Okay, dude, if you can find a good White Claw flavor that blends with whiskey, maybe do a Jack Daniels and a lime White Claw, or something like that.
Right. The lemon would be better.
Exactly.
You make it balance out a little bit better.
And it just allows you to, it's so easy to produce.
Would you drink
There's
that
no
time?
Cleanup from it. Oh, yeah. You're not having to prepare it in any way. And you're selling more and moving more volume and applying White Claw to more of a demographic. Just seems like a win-win for everybody.
I agree.
Never heard of that.
And with my quick interjection, one of our super fans, Rebecca Riddle, it's not what you would call a vodka soda girl. So shout out to Rebecca. We know you sent us a voicemail, which we haven't listened to yet because it's the first time we've got together, but we will pull it out.
Should we listen to it on air?
Oh, for sure.
We should. Have you listened to it?
No, I want to.
But Rebecca's always got awesome voicemails for
Rebecca
us.
Rebecca Riddle has been literally lighting me up, wondering why the fuck we haven't done a podcast. But
shout out to the two people that kept this thing alive through quarantine, Rebecca Riddle and Cameron Good.
I know. Well, they've been keeping it alive since we started, to be honest.
I know.
I mean, what the hell?
The two super fans that we have.
Yeah, that's it. My mom stopped listening after episode 3.
I know.
Which is good.
My mom, I send her the episodes and she's like, no, it's too long.
Too long. Yeah, I got shit to do.
Well, what I do.
I'm going to die soon. I can't listen to this whole thing.
No, what I do is like, I'll listen to podcasts and I'll be doing other things. Like, I'll like be like doing my laundry or going grocery shopping. I'll listen to podcasts. I'll drive to work, listen to podcasts. I can't just sit there and listen to podcasts.
Yeah, I can't.
Because then I'll just be like, I can't do that. It makes me freak out.
That's why I can't read books, is because I can't just sit there. My mind starts wandering off what I'm
reading. Oh, I
love reading
books.
I was going to say, it depends on the situation. Like, if there's other things going on, I will get distracted. But if I'm in my zone, like,
I can do it for like 20 minutes.
I sat in my hammock and ripped right through it. I used to love
sitting
in my
hammock. I had to be in like a comfortable place.
I knew you were going to stop me and then say something. But yes, I did rip through the hammock. To my defense, somebody had already put a hole in it, and I just put my fat ass right where that hole was. And
yes.
Yeah, I knew you'd like that.
Thanks, big guy.
The old hammock ripper.
You're always looking out for me over here.
Yeah, I'm here for you. I just give you more material than you can ever make up, to be honest.
Is this place doing okay?
I think it might be haunted.
Yeah.
The lights are flickering over here.
I've been looking and I was like, Charles is definitely fucking with us.
I just assumed that it was whenever she lost her idea because the light above you keeps going out right above your head. So when it comes on, you have something to say. When it turns off, you're like, oh.
Yep. Anyway. Speaking of, we got to mention where we are. The good home of the podcast.
I said that already, but we can talk about it again.
Already been said, but thank you for that.
Listen, Broken Strings has always been good to us.
So we drink a little first.
Hey.
What are you drinking over there, Drew? Oh, wait.
Should we talk about it?
It's a delicious single malt.
Speaking of what are you drinking, we'll get back into that real quick. What are you drinking?
The Penny Strawberry Lager.
Ale.
Penny Lang. I was just kidding about that whole lager debacle.
Well, it's okay. It's like
it was a lager.
It's an ale.
Okay.
I might have told you it was a lager.
I mean, isn't like every beer an ale, though?
No. You can lager a beer. It tastes longer or takes longer. There is a difference in taste. There's typically lagers are a lot lighter than ales.
Okay.
You can manipulate lagers too, but you can typically ales are a little bit more manipulated with flavor.
Okay.
I use that word.
I can tell you that right now that my spirits, they're tingling. I really like this beer, and I don't like beers like this ever.
Yeah, you've been.
And I told you that before you even gave it to me. You're like, you should try this. And I was like, I don't drink that kind of shit.
As soon as I told you it was strawberry in it, you're like,
strawberry.
I really don't
beer.
Like strawberry flavored stuff either.
That beer, like, it's so good. I feel like we could jump it up to 9% and it would taste amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah, like.
I don't think you should fuck with it. I think it's
your
just.
Your palate
perfect.
Just doesn't respond to anything below 9%.
I think that's it's because true. He drinks too much beer.
Mm hmm.
I work at a brewery.
Because he chugs them too
much. Okay, you can't use that excuse for every other.
Judge's ruling. Am I okay?
Yeah, 9%. Like,
fuck it, right?
What are you doing?
Yeah, you're over here drinking 11, so fuck it.
You could drink two beers or you can drink one.
Tyler, right? Haven't you been drinking all day?
Yes.
Okay.
Doesn't mean he's listen, he's never wrong, okay? I got yes, he is. Tyler's over there drinking these straight out of Paramore, which is a special release for fans of the
really
podcast.
Good.
You enjoy it?
Who are also fans of the brewery. Yes. It is a chocolate orange stout aged in a regular Jack Daniel's barrel. And the one thing I like about that is they use the bittersweet chocolate as opposed to like the super sweet chocolate.
Yeah.
So it tastes just like that little ball you get for Christmas, the chocolate orange thing.
It definitely has a dark chocolate vibe.
Right, and I know we've had this conversation before, but out of most beers, that one's probably even better as it gets warm. Like you start to taste the chocolate a lot more, the orange becomes a little bit less prominent, and I think it's even better somehow. So
I can agree to that because I drink really slow.
Right.
And when you gave me that the other day,
you only drank half of your drinks.
I drink like 90% of it, so shut your whore mouth. Like I said, when I was drinking it, and yes, I do like to sip on my drinks, especially if they're a little bit more boozier and stronger. I could definitely tell you that beer myself, I thought was better.
As
more,
it got warmer.
Yes. Yes.
This guy can't stand that concept over here.
No.
Crisp, cold, delicious beer.
Yeah?
It's how it's meant to be enjoyed.
That's not true.
There's a reason that...
Look where it was, like, refined and created. They drink it at a higher temperature than we do.
Nah.
If you ask for a cold mug or a cold beer, if you're in Europe, they're going to laugh in your face and might as well spit in your drink. Yeah. Because they know their shit.
Then they're also going to pour you a beer that is one-third Sprite and two-thirds beer.
Not all the time.
Bullshit.
If you ask for a Radler, then yes.
Just saying, they're into some weird shit over there.
They're not.
That's all I'm saying.
You brought us Hood Cello and you're going to tell me that Europe's into weird shit? You bought that off a street corner.
That was delicious, by the way.
You bought that off a cook.
And?
It was hand sanitized.
Right?
And?
It came in a Mondo bottle.
Sunny D, but yeah.
Same thing.
It was delicious.
He put it in his dishwasher and ran it three times to get the Sunny D taste out.
Yeah, and then he snapped on one of those sealable caps from eBay. And
did it make you feel good?
I paid $10 for it, yeah.
Yeah, it did. Definitely. Yeah. That's how we know you'll never catch the Rona, because you've drank more than one of those.
Right?
Anyway.
I feel like if anybody's worked in a kitchen or near a kitchen at any point in their life, they're good.
Right?
From
well,
the
if
Rona.
If you work in our city where we get millions of people coming in and out from all sorts of countries, I think we're fine.
Right.
Just saying.
Well, I don't know. Wasn't like a stat for Florida like super high when it actually was at its peak?
Oh, it's bad. We're a meme.
Yeah. We've always been a meme. Come on.
A meme for about 30 years.
Joe Rogan on Joe Rogan's Instagram. Podcast. On his Instagram, he was just talking about a Florida woman in a bar going around kissing different people and getting arrested and then calling an arrest on the said bar for allowing people not social distancing.
That's hilarious.
Just saying. At least we're consistent.
Sleuths. I like it. What's funny is because he mentioned, he was like, they were looking up stories about why Florida is like a dangerous place, like animal-wise and snake-wise, stuff like that. And then they pulled up an article from Lakeland about how there was like, you couldn't go to
Lakeland's
a certain
part of
Lakeland's
not part of Florida.
I mean, it's definitely the most Florida part of Florida, in my opinion.
That's so Lakeland of you.
They pulled that up.
City, but...
And it was, you couldn't go to a certain part of the park in downtown Lakeland because there was a snake orgy happening.
Sick.
Did you guys not hear about this?
No.
That's
oh, it's fucking
metal.
Amazing. Could you imagine, like, going on a run or something? There's just a giant ball of, like, 40 snakes.
Snake
all
orgy?
Fucking.
That'd be a sick band. Snake orgy.
Snake orgy.
That'd be the most metal band
I've
ever
heard. Dude, I'm down. You're the bassist. You're the drummer. I'm lead vocal. We got a sound system over here.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
Pat Benatar, bitches.
I don't think that's a song by Pat Benatar.
Okay, it's going to be Heartbreaker, Avi.
God damn.
I'm gonna be the last girl guest on this show.
No, we got
first
one more
last.
After you at least. Yeah. Actually you're doing good. I'm drinking Yellow Card, which is our New England style pale ale, not IPA. Really good, super juicy, citrusy, super easy to drink, 5.5% to negate your 9% comment earlier. Yeah, it's pretty smooth. What the hell? Yeah, it's so fire they called the police on it.
Yep.
Burr, 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 burr.
That was awful.
super you are horrible rad joke, dude. At this, Dustin.
I know, I'm so bad.
Still
but before
are,
this,
26 episodes in.
We actually got to, some of us for the first time, some of us for more than the first time, got to try out the barrel-aged Broken Bones, which is a barley wine that we released, and then we aged the rest of it in a scotch barrel. That's the one we did a beer shot of. I thought it's pretty good. It's pretty smooth. For 13% alcohol by volume, it goes down pretty easy. You didn't shoot it, so I wasn't even like referring to you. You just had it and sipped on it.
Have you ever seen me shoot anything?
You talk a lot of shit for someone who can't chug.
I've never talked shit about someone who also cannot chug. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I don't even try at this point.
You're on
chuggers.
I tell
people I don't chug. I don't drink liquor like that. Sorry. I'm a pussy. What's up?
It's fine. I forgive you.
But I think if you actually really know me, you know that not to even talk shit about it because it's not even worth your time.
I'm still learning this.
Yeah. Next subject.
Yes.
She's just running this shit right now.
Doesn't his wife seem like a lucky woman?
Right? I feel like we're getting Hillary'd over here.
Oh, man. Shillery.
So, on to our first subject.
Yes.
Something that's near and dear, I think, to at least the three of us and maybe... Asia as well, is Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
One and two.
One and two is getting completely remastered with almost the same soundtrack. I looked at the songs that weren't on there that they couldn't get the licensing for, and I think the only one I'm pissed off about is the Anthrax Public Enemy.
Really?
Yeah, Turn It Up, Bring the Noise.
Okay.
Yeah, that song's like the only one that's not going to be on there. All the other ones are, though. And they're Tony Hawk went and got like all the original characters got them, or skaters, and got them all together and did like a sesh at his like spot in California. It was pretty interesting.
That's pretty awesome.
Did they put any like new skaters? Like any new
Jack
like
Black's upcoming? In it.
Seriously, yeah. I love Jack.
Really?
Black. Shout out to Jack Black. I love you.
I don't know if if he listens to this.
My go-to karaoke is Tenacious D.
You just said Pat Benatar.
Now I don't know. Karaoke.
I said, what was your go-to Okie song before?
Oh.
Asia.
You changed it.
Right?
That's fine.
I'm a woman. What do you want from me?
That's true. Anyway, I don't know if there's any new skaters. I do know that they have most of the old ones back, which is pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Jack Black was on there, and he was talking about like hitting high notes and stuff. It was pretty cool. He was skating with all of them. Nice. So I didn't know he could do that.
I didn't know he could skate.
Neither did I.
That's awesome. He was That's in super rad.
Story.
Was Kyle three. With him?
I don't think so.
KG?
I didn't even know. They made it sound like he was in one of the first two, but I don't remember seeing him on any of those games.
Was Beezleboss on him?
What did you just say?
The Beezleboss.
No.
I don't think that movie was made yet.
Not yet.
I was just being like facetious, fuck.
I'm like, wait, what did she say? What is Beezleboss? Anyway, yeah, so I think it's pretty cool, but like more importantly, I know we've talked about it before, but like that soundtrack.
Yeah.
It's like the first time I ever heard Wu-Tang Clan.
Right?
First time.
They ain't nothing to fuck with.
Boom.
There it is. The
first time I heard.
Opened our eyes at like age 11 to a lot of great that's fucking so music.
Right? It's true though. Like we didn't know any of that music existed until you got it.
I had never
it.
Heard Motorhead honestly, before really. Until that.
Right? Oh, yeah. Ace of Spades?
Yeah.
Dude, love that. There he is right there. Lemmy's right behind you. But yeah, that whole everything. Like honestly, I've been waiting it for does. Them to redo it. And it's like Modern Controls for any of you who played any of the or all of the Tony Hawk games. They're using like the same controls as the last games that they put out.
Was That's Tony Hawk only on PlayStation? Or was
it
on
was
Xbox?
On everything. It was on Xbox. It was on PlayStation, Dreamcast, Nintendo 64.
Okay, because like my brothers were like avid like PlayStation only. Fuck everything else. So that's just all I remember playing it on ever. And like I was always like the person like trying to like keep up and everything. But I would just literally just be looking. I wasn't even looking where I was going on the TV. I was just like clicking all these goddamn numbers. I was like, what the fuck? Fuck you.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
When your little brother is better than you, not that mine is, but when your little brother is better than you and you just have nothing to do but curse him out and then kick him while he's trying to do a trick. Yeah.
Well, I'd kick him in real life while he was trying to do a trick.
That's what I mean. Like kick him in real life while he's trying to do a trick. Yeah, yeah.
But so, in real life, like when they used to play like
That's what
skate.
I'm saying. He's
like,
trying
remember
to do something
like, used to play
just, like,
skate flop. Like in front of your parents' house and like all the kids would come over and you play skate and then I'd just come over and just kick someone and just run away.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Or Ollie. Little sisters. You Sorry, Ollie Jesse. Over the magic bum. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was a good time. So I'm pretty excited for that to come back.
Very excited for that.
Moving, segueing from that. While we're still on the subject of video games.
Go ahead, because your segues are always like jumping the Grand Canyon over here.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
So about Trump.
No. Swiftly moving away from that subject. So, as we said on the podcast, I'm a huge fan of Formula One racing, right?
Yes.
And it's becoming more and more apparent that video games are becoming more than just something to do. And some people are turning them into a career, which this isn't news.
Or
but
continuing their career.
Correct. But you see, today was supposed to be the Formula One race in Monaco.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Obviously, that didn't happen. So they did a virtual race in Monaco. And I think like over 3 million people were watching or something like that. I could be wrong about those numbers. Don't quote me. But a lot of people were watching it. And I'm just wondering your thoughts on whether you think it's like viable to think that video games could take over for live sports entertainment. With the fact that you got that one kid winning like $3 million on a Fortnite tournament, and then you got the Madden tournaments, which are huge. There was like a charity NBA 2K.
It's already a thing, dude, where it's called esports.
Yeah, esports. Dude, that's what I'm
saying. My buddy who used to be a box office manager out in Las Vegas ended up, they had like a Rocket League event come and like rent out their stadium.
Yeah, like for me, the danger is not exciting. Because you want to be there. You want to see it in live. You don't want to see it on a fucking TV that you watch other, like...
That's for you, though. Like, nowadays, my little nephew, he's, 13 or something? He loves watching other people play video games.
However, though...
Now, you two play more video games
online than I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let's think of it like this. Like, NASCAR. Are people happy watching, like, the same drivers still have to use the same level of skill to... virtually drive around the same tracks that they used to? Are people happy with that?
It's
because there's that element that you're talking about that's missing.
There's no danger. There's no excitement.
Yeah, but why are they not going to go for crazy moves and like try to pit each other and crash into each other?
I mean, the only sport I ever see is hockey, because there's danger, because they could beat the shit out of each other in the ring. If I ever go to a race, that's the only thing I'm going to want to see. Who's flipping?
That's understandable, but I think in today's climate and the way that these kids are growing up.
Oh, don't even start me with, we live in a crazy world.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that the way that these kids are growing up, it's 100% apparent to see that virtual gaming and esports, like Robert Kraft, who owns the fucking Patriots, owns an esports team for Overwatch.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
That doesn't mean anything to you, but these are millions of dollars in players. Like, these players are receiving millions of dollars annually for playing a video game. And not only that, they're selling out arenas.
Yeah.
Selling out arenas in Japan. They're selling out arenas in Germany. They're selling out here in America. Like, it's not like the demand.
I just think it's for so me, crazy.
It doesn't. I'm on the same boat as you. I'd rather, if it's going to be a virtual sport, I'd rather see it live and happening like right now. But
you know what it kind of parallels is? Did you hear about the whole thing with the Trolls movie?
Yes.
It was supposed to drop in theaters. It's going to be huge, and they decided not to drop it. Obviously, because of COVID and everything, and then they put it out, and it got way more views than they thought it would have ever gotten in the theaters. And a lot of people have been speculating, like, well, is that it? Could that be the death of movie theaters in general? Because if we're gonna get more views just putting it out for streaming instantly. And I think that's kind of what the esports thing is too. I understand the whole it's not live, it's not like, but I think especially with younger people, I don't think they care as much.
Yeah, the generational gap is apparent in that.
Check this out. Apparently there's a thing where all movie theaters have now broken their contract that they will not show Universal Pictures.
There's two different ones, Cineplex and AMC.
Yes, they will not show Universal movies anymore.
Because
apparently
said,
Universal like slapped them in the face when they were like, well, during this whole pandemic, we're going to explore a new venture of just doing video on demand at home.
Well, what they said so was anything we're going to do releases in theaters, at the same time. Yeah, in theater and on demand at home. Yeah,
and then AMC and Cineplex or whatever was like, no, fuck you. We don't make any money selling popcorn for $16 a barrel if you can just show it at home.
And honestly, like, obviously the nostalgia factor of going to the movie is awesome.
Yeah.
But when it comes to this argument, I'm on the side of Universal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but whatever happened to, like, back in the day when you get dressed up and you go to the theater and you, like, have, like, the popcorn? It was all about the experience.
To be honest,
I still love the experience.
I do enjoy it.
Gotta say, I've never gotten dressed up for a movie.
I've never got dressed up for a movie in my life. Unless I was trying to get
my dick sucked. I'm talking about back in the day.
Right. Unless I was trying to get my dick sucked, I was never going to put a nice shirt on.
Is this like your grandparents, like, trying to, like, go to the movies? Like, the way we used to get dressed up to fly on planes?
No, actually, when I was in middle school. I used to go on dates, and we get dressed up, and we go to the movies.
That's understandable.
Yeah, that was like the most like adult thing you could do at the time.
With my $20, that's all I could afford. Yeah. Okay, fuck.
How many times did someone cut the bottom out of popcorn on you?
How many times? Zero.
Heard.
Because I bought the popcorn.
That is that's what you call a life hack.
Yeah.
At that point.
That's it.
Can't accidentally grab his dick if you bought the popcorn. Yeah.
The soda, on the other hand.
Yeah. Fuck. I was screwed. Caught me a couple times too, I know. I think when you boil down to it, I'm on Universal's side on that whole debacle.
Yeah.
Because it's like the way that movie theaters are now, they're trying to make them more luxurious, which is awesome. I did enjoy thoroughly going to see Spider-Man and Star Wars was the last movie I think I saw in the movie theaters, and I had a beautiful reclining seat. It was awesome.
See, I won't go. I won't go to a movie theater unless they have recliding seats and they have a bar in the
right.
Lobby.
I got a couple of beers. If the movie sucks, I'm paying $12 for a solid nap.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have never fallen asleep when I was trying to watch a movie, but the reclining seats, I mean, that's a must.
They're good.
It's tell you how many times I almost got in a fight for putting my feet up on another person's seat and then someone sitting in front of me on purpose.
Those dicks.
I hate those women.
I mean, it was a full sold out movie theater, but that wasn't my fault.
No, I seriously almost got kicked out of a movie theater with my sister there. I don't know what we were watching, but my sister had to calm me down twice. Fuck that bitch, by the way, if you're listening, fuck you.
We don't reach that many people. Not yet, at least.
You know who you are.
Yeah, you know who you are, you cunt.
But to jump back to it, interesting thing. NASCAR doing virtual races. Kyle Larson.
Oh, God, here we go again.
And now he doesn't have a job anymore.
Yep.
That poor man.
Not poor man.
Well, wait, wasn't his guys like, are you sure you wanted to say that?
Here's the funny part.
They were like,
no matter how you do this politically, no matter what side you fall on politically or what you believe in, you're just not supposed to say, as a Caucasian, one word.
Yeah, there's one.
That's one word. I mean, there's a couple
Fuck
other ones.
Fuck women. What?
Yeah, exactly. You could say that in NASCAR. They don't care. But
that's it.
You just don't say that one word. Is it that hard? Is it really? Or do you feel like you need to make that much of a political statement?
Yeah.
I think it was just because he was at his own home. So he was like more comfortable in his own setting. But then like when all of his people around him were like.
But that's the thing. Is it like exposed it?
Right.
How many times do you say things in the comfort of your own home that you don't want anybody else to hear?
Everything
but
I
it's
say.
Not the N-word.
Yeah. Genuinely.
I guess that's my only thing. It's like.
I can agree. And I'm not on his side.
I guess
I'm just
my
saying,
thing is like.
I think like in his own mind, he was so into it. And I think it was his surroundings that really like caught him.
Correct.
I guess it's
like NASCAR.
It opens
rednecks,
up the window.
Yeah.
The fact.
Fuck it.
Yeah,
it just
know,
opens
going
up
left.
The window that he says that just off the cuff in his regular life.
And you know what,
like
I hate
when someone
is
cuts
when
him off
say,
or like
oh,
opens their
a...
door into him in the parking lot. He's like, oh, N-word.
N-word.
And it just,
I
that's
don't know.
Just
I've,
normal
I've
for
really
him.
Never, I've never done that. But also,
yeah,
like, I was not raised the way he was raised. You know, you can always put all the variables
he races
into
in NASCAR. We can just kind of make the,
you know,
the assumption.
He's Japanese.
Kyle Larson?
Is
right?
he?
Is he?
Yeah.
They're the most... Never mind.
Wow.
Wow. We just came this close to losing all of our fans.
Yeah, I know.
Well, all 10 of them.
Oh, yeah, yep. Seriously. No, I think it was pretty dumb.
Oh,
to
I agree.
Do it, and I feel like if you're going to put a camera on yourself, you're representing not just yourself, but the brands that sponsor you.
Yeah.
Now, I think sponsorships are awful, but I understand that they're needed to generate revenue.
Right.
So, you have one job, pretty much at that point. He did the race very well up until he said the N-word.
Yeah.
And then he lost his career.
Yeah.
So, you're just saying we should get rid of the N-word?
Yeah,
or
let's
like
not say no anymore.
For it or what?
Yeah. I'm just saying you had one job.
Justin never says no.
Why don't you just not say the N-word?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah, but you can't.
I do
you
it all the time.
Anyone's arguing against that.
Right.
I think we all agree. Oh, man. You should
so, can we add in another little topic right here?
Uh-oh.
How about that whole controversy that was going around online about Karens? Being like, yeah, you got to stop calling us Karens. That's close to the N-word.
That's not close
what?
To the N-word. I'm
yeah.
sorry,
Shut
the Karen thing?
Up.
Okay, I can understand that people named Karen are pissed off that don't have that
it's
haircut.
It's not about Karen. It's the haircut. It's the whole thing. Listen, when I was working at a certain job, I had the bob cut. I was called Karen every day. Did that stop me? No, because I was making more than all the managers.
I mean,
so I didn't give a shit.
Karen-esque, but...
Whatever. I was the Karen-esque.
Anyway, no, it's just... Well, I feel like they're just trying to create something at this point.
Absolutely. They feel victimized.
And is it really... This is where the whole stereotype conversation comes in. You all have the same haircut. Yeah. And as a manager, I dealt genuinely And literally...
With people that have that haircut.
With more people that describe the word Karen. It's a word at this point, not a name. But it's nowhere near as bad as saying it. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Oh, that's not even the same
group. It's like
group.
Someone saying me Category, Limp Bizkit belongs in a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Suck my ass.
Hey now. Hey now. Fred Durst can eat a dick.
Fred Durst is awful. Sorry, Jared. I know he's your favorite. Jared's a Limp Bizkit guy. I did used to listen to him when I was in middle school.
Jared looks like he'd enjoy some.
I liked old Limp Bizkit.
I stopped liking Limp Bizkit when I started loving myself.
I'm surprised Jared doesn't have a hot dog flavored water tattoo.
He should.
On the other bicep. <That's
funny. laughs> The butthole. The chocolate starfish.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That would be great.
Man, who knew we were all just fucking 13-year-olds rocking out to a butthole euphemism, right? You know?
I want to tell you.
Starfish.
I kind of want to circle back to the movie thing real quick, because one thing I actually am proud of is Lakeland, Florida, back to Lakeland, Florida, is responsible for the return of a big movement. There was only one active movie theater that stayed open the entire time during this whole thing that we've been going through. Silver Moon. I think it, I'm sorry if I'm wrong, if I get this name wrong, but it's the Silver Moon Drive-In Movie Theater. Was the only movie theater that was open the entire time. Yeah. It didn't close.
Isn't that the only active one in Central Florida anyway?
Yeah. So now Universal's going to build one, from what I've heard. Disney's planning on putting one in. Drive-In movie theaters are coming back. And to me, that makes way more sense.
Well, the only drive-in movie theater I've ever known is the one where my mom used to go to in Michigan. And I've been to it several times with my uncles. And yeah, well, not right now. Calm your tits. What? But the only one I've ever known was the one in Michigan. And it was the most active one from years and years and years. They're not known.
Yeah.
So, if you want to do more something more vintage, going up
but
there.
But you're watching new movies.
Exactly, exactly.
But you're
but
in
it's
car.
The only one still open.
It's easier to sneak booze in.
And it's also cold up there all the time.
Way more discreet to get a blowjob. I mean... Yeah. What
kind of car do
you got some good tint.
You got that limousine tint, dog? You're gooch.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're in someone's gooch.
Who has a limousine that they're going to a drive-in theater for?
I said limousine tint. It exists.
I'm going to take a stand and say it's a gimmick. It's a gimmick. There's no way drive-ins are going to make a comeback. It's like saying vinyl.
You say that.
I think physical, the only people that are saying it is the people that are giving in to the whole quarantine bullshit. I agree with you.
The last few years, most sold physical media is vinyl.
Yeah, that's because
it's the gimmick.
Most sold media is not physical at all.
Correct, but vinyl is more. Vinyl is more than just what other physical media used to be. In my opinion.
What way?
I mean, it's art at this point. I mean, CDs are art, but that is more prominent. We got vinyls 4 feet from us right here.
People saying vinyl's gonna take back.
Drive-ins
aren't going to take back. I don't think
that drive-ins are going to take over. What I'm saying is they're going to come back and be successful.
I just think
I'll tell you this about when it comes to gimmick things, vinyls never, I mean, obviously they dropped in popularity from a certain point, but they're starting to rise in popularity. But people hip kids are trying to bring back tapes and fucking 8-track players. Those, in my opinion, in the music world are gimmicks. But vinyl is very much not a gimmick. Because A, it's something like a signed memorabilia. You see a lot of bands, especially in the genre that we listen to in the metal scene.
Yeah.
Every metal band has a fucking vinyl at their merch table. Yeah. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And it's fucking insane. It's colored.
It's more of a, an art or a... Maybe gimmick isn't the right word.
Right.
But it's like... It's not.
I could see drive-ins being more gimmicky than records, by the way. Yes. You're right in that concept. It's just the vinyl thing got me off.
Where's the line with art and.
You're saying a phase that everybody's going through?
It's like when Tilda Swinton.
I don't think it's a phase for certain people because I feel like.
Slept in
if they truly love vinyls and they truly love 8-tracks and they truly love CDs, I think that's because they grew up with it and they don't want it to die. And yeah, it could be a gimmick, but I think with certain people, and if there's a larger group of people that like it, then I think that it will stay alive. It just won't be as big as the media.
Well,
because there's so much more people growing up with the media than there is people that have known the vinyls and known the 8-tracks and known CDs. Because I can tell you right now, I still buy CDs all the time. Every time I go to a record store, I'm looking more so at CDs than I am vinyls. Even though I still look at vinyls because my mom gave me her entire collection of them all.
Vinyls
so I still
are
look
definitely
at them.
Harder to maintain for sure.
Exactly. And mine went through two floods. So one with Hurricane Andrew and then one with Hurricane Charlie. So fucking they've been through shit.
Aren't those hurricanes older than you?
Hurricane Andrew is right when I was born.
We got an Andrew and a Charlie here, by the way.
And then Charlie is when I would think I was in, like, I don't remember, but it was like 2005, right? My entire roof caved in.
5 and 6.
Yeah.
That was fun, man. That was a good time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So great.
I mean, for me at least. I lost power for 6 hours. That was about it.
It was good for me because my neighbor had underground power, so we never lost.
It's great for me because the school was shut down right after.
Same. Oh, yeah, same. We were all in school for there.
But I think when it comes to physical medium, it still proves that vinyl, even though it's harder to take care of, harder to listen to sometimes too.
Right.
Yeah.
It's still number one.
And it's honestly more expensive.
But it's worth it.
Exactly. You say it's worth it, but everybody growing up these days don't get the aspect. They need someone to teach them it. And not a lot of people are teaching it because, you know, they're not here anymore.
I disagree.
They they're not into it because people evolve, right? That's exactly what humanity is evolving.
What is that store that all the hip kids shop at? Urban Outfitters?
Fuck Urban Outfitters.
I know, but I'm just saying it's a very popular store. Am I wrong?
No, it's not.
It is.
For some, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're rich.
I was
going
to say, it's always busy every time I walk by
that
place.
Yeah, that's because everybody's going in because it's cool, but
there's
they don't
like
30 buy anything
because
they're
players.
Poor.
You learn it. And like, there's like 30 different record players.
Am I wrong?
Players
like,
no,
God.
That's it. It's de-stress jeans
yes.
and shit like that.
No,
like, I don't need you to wear my jeans before I buy them.
30 different record players you could buy from there. You know, it's not like
yeah,
it's
not but not a record player that's going to last. Let's be honest.
Some of them do. The technique ones.
Okay, how many
like
times
that.
Have you gone to an Urban Outfitters the last 8 months?
I don't go to Urban
Exactly,
Outfitters.
Shut up.
I refuse to go to Urban
he
Outfitters.
He buys 3 pairs of jeans a
because
year.
Exactly. Drew, do you have anything to say
here.
About Urban Outfitters over here?
I mean, clothing's extremely overpriced.
I used
and
to really love it, but
now you're poor because
he was
you
a
bought
hip
so
kid.
Much shit.
Yeah. He's a hip kid, but now he's a dirtbag, so he's like, fuck
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you poor.
Circling back around, though, I do think it's pretty awesome that you know, movie theaters, they talk about what's going to be the new normal, right? Social distancing and all this horse shit,
yeah.
which we were going to try to avoid as much as possible on this podcast. But
fuck that up.
I think while the idea of trying to do that going forward, keeping distant from other people and no more hugging and handshaking and things like that, but sitting next to a rando at the movie theater sounds a little weird for some people. After everything that we've been doing
as
now.
He coughs.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I have been.
I'm having some really bad acid reflux, so I'm like trying to burp at the same time.
He's been drinking since noon.
Not really drinking since noon, but
so
yes.
he's a liar.
But the concept of being able to stay safely in your own car, I gotta stop hitting this thing. Being safely in your own car to watch a movie, and typically when you buy a movie ticket at a drive-in theater, you get 2 movies. For the price of one. It's a double
yeah.
feature always. The yeah. last time I went to a drive-in movie theater was the one in Lakeland, the Silver Moon or Dollar or whatever it's called. And I watched 2 brand new movies, which was Couples Retreat and Zombieland.
Really?
Yeah. Both of them are
so
hilarious.
One for you and the lady.
Well, I thought both of them were funny.
So one for you and the lady.
Yeah. For the lady inside of me. No, honestly.
Ashley doesn't get many things in the relationship. But
wait, we're talking Ashley. About another girl?
Down boy. Anyway, no, I just think it's like a cool concept. I don't know if it's more of a
think
niche
it's cool.
thing. I think it'll, I think they'll come,
you.
I don't think that they'll take over. But the idea
Oh, obviously,
of,
yeah, it's yeah. not going to replace regular movie theaters.
I think it will.
Honestly,
see,
I think.
That's where I disagree.
That's where we
well,
disagree.
Well, look, so AMC's
yeah.
already in trouble. I don't know if you saw this. Amazon is considering putting in a bid to buy AMC. This was before. Everything
a bid?
Started.
You mean they're gonna buy it because it's Amazon?
I don't know if they're actually
yeah.
gonna do it. But.
He's got $1 trillion just laying around for a rainy day.
But I'm just saying, like,
you know,
before
I like
before all this started,
there.
They were considering purchasing it. I don't know if they're waiting to see if they'll fail so the price is cheaper. But
fuck yeah.
My opinion is the only way they would take over is if this lasts forever.
It's not
which
gonna.
It won't.
Exactly, which it won't. So
Excuse
movie
me.
Theaters are gonna come back and people are gonna enjoy that.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. I've always thought that movie theaters were always a dying breed, and I don't agree with you either, Dustin. Because I don't think that drive-in theaters are going to have a comeback. I think it was something to look up or look back on when we have no other options, to be honest.
Understandable.
But honestly, for both, I think that they're going to be 86 very soon.
Hashtag restaurant terminology.
Isn't this called bartender's ball?
Boom. Mm-hmm.
86 that. To 86 that conversation. Boom.
Man, they still suck.
Yeah, they do. But now I'm just trying to make them worse and worse because it's a thing now. It's a golf tournament today.
Yeah?
It's another life sport. I'm not a huge fan of golf.
Golf is one of the things that you can social distance and do.
Correct. Brandon, friend of the podcast, has golfed 36 times.
Really?
I've been playing some golf.
Really?
Well, Tiger Woods action?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, doing that.
You look more like Tiger Woods than Tiger Woods does.
I don't know what that means. But
you look like a mix between someone who should be called Tiger Woods and Joe Exotic.
I don't like that.
Yeah, still not.
Wrong about that.
I'm just kidding. Anyway, so it's Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady playing.
Are they on a team?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're on a team playing against Peyton Manning and Tiger Woods.
Ooh.
Yeah. And allegedly, the internet was roasting. And I cannot emphasize this enough. Capital R roasting Tom Brady for his first five holes. He was doing bad. And Peyton Manning is at the forefront.
Letting
right
him
behind
have it
him
too.
In his ear. Just shitting on the guy.
What was he shooting?
I don't know
double
the
bugs, triple bugs.
That's the thing. They're not playing straight golf. They're playing different games, like closest to the pin and things like that. So,
okay.
Yeah, they're doing. I don't know the full logistics.
Best ball?
Yes,
that's kind of cool though.
I think it's like a certain amount of holes is best ball, and then after that, it's like something else.
Oh, okay.
So it's not all the same thing. It's a little weird. I've never been a fan of watching golf. I've tried.
Oh, it's the most boring.
And dude, I can watch 1,000 baseball games and not fall asleep. But golf, halfway in, I'm out, dude. And I have to wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning to watch it. Sorry,
you do
bro.
That for NASCAR.
I don't watch NASCAR. And NASCAR comes on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh.
I watch Formula One, if that helps.
Yeah, you tune into that nice and early, so.
I do.
If you cared, I'm just saying.
I do care.
With it. Yeah.
I do love Formula One. I haven't missed a race since I started watching it.
Except the Sebring.
Sebring didn't happen.
Exactly.
Sebring doesn't...
We all missed it.
Sebring... Go nuts. Sebring hasn't happened since, the 70s. Are you thinking about the St. Petersburg Grand Prix?
That one, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not a Formula One race. That's IndyCar.
Yeah. See, they both have an S and a B.
But, good news, they just rescheduled it.
See, we're going to it in October.
Are you going?
Right.
You tell me.
I'm in.
My ticket's purchased.
I know you guys told me you weren't going to give me any space in the hotel room, but yeah.
We don't have a hotel room. We got an Airbnb.
There you go.
We're like an 8-minute walk or something crazy like that to the track, and we're right in the downtown area where all the bars are.
Nice.
Is this what you're doing with your dad?
Yes. In October.
October.
Yeah. October 22nd to the 25th.
I hate to let you know, dude, but that's not happening.
Whoa.
It's actually already... They just sent us the email.
Damn, his face got so red.
It's not happening.
No, his.
Well, did you see what the news is from the NFL today that they plan on having full stadiums when they start?
It's not happening.
That's us.
That
because
was a report
I
that
know
came
about
out
MLB
today.
That they're only doing half a season, and I think that they're only doing like...
Time out. The MLB season is 160 games long. So they need to do half a season if they're ever gonna grab any young people. What do you tell me? About baseball all the
that
time.
That exasperated sound that you just made was hilarious.
Well, I'm just so saying,
I think...
He's like, don't take this
I need
away
you
from
to,
me.
I need you to
well,
stop.
I'm only telling you that. What my boyfriend tells me because my boyfriend is a very avid baseball fan. Like,
me too.
Every day, checks up on everything, obsessed with it. He's in love with it. He loves it. His name, I will not say. But... I hear about it every fucking day. So
there's nothing wrong with
that.
It's
the only reason why I say anything.
Well, so baseball is considering half a season. Yes, which is good for baseball.
I thought it was already set in stone. But I mean, don't quote me on that.
Yeah, they haven't put anything on paper yet because they still can't. The players don't want to play.
Yeah, players don't want to risk it.
But in football, all the players want to play. So
yeah.
Yeah, but in baseball, don't they like still get their money?
No, they're all their money's getting cut in half right now.
Ooh.
Because of half the season.
Tiger and Peyton won.
Okay.
Yeah, Tom and Phil did not.
Ooh.
Maybe because Peyton always likes to talk that shit.
And he backs it up, apparently.
Mm.
Yeah, he does. Papa
or
John.
He has Tiger on his side, so there's
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's true.
Something about a Tiger King.
Anyway, yeah, dude, the NFL released a statement today, this morning, saying that they expect to play for full stadiums.
There's no way.
You could look it up.
It's going to be a no for me, dog.
Yep.
Oh, so my question to you is, if you were in my position with a season ticket, would you go? If they let you?
Fuck yeah.
If you paid for it before everything started?
I mean...
I got a mask.
Fuck a mask.
I got Benadryl.
Boom. I don't know what Benadryl's going to do. Does it help?
I don't know, but
it'd be a tough question.
Maybe. I'd go. I'm going no matter what.
Yep.
Well, when you...
I mean, obviously, if they're not going to let me in, I'm not going, but I will get drunk in the parking lot just to emulate the fun. Oh, look at this guy.
I can just see you tailgating just to go home when the game starts and watch it.
He's going
to
be like...
Do you think I would do that?
Yeah.
I'm definitely not that guy.
100%. I think you would do that.
Why? Why would I do that? What makes you say that?
You're getting heated.
Because you'd rather just go and hang out and drink with randoms in the parking lot.
That's not true.
Hmm.
It's not the guy I've known for the last few years.
Outside of the football game, when have you seen me drink with randoms in a parking lot?
I don't know. You are a bartender.
Any place you can get your hands on it in a parking lot.
That's because I get paid to bartend.
Sus. You actually don't get paid.
I do get paid.
Yeah.
But.
Minimum.
It's okay. I still get paid to do it.
Through Hop-On, we've drank in many a parking lot. You just seem to enjoy it more
than
most.
We're also getting paid for that on Hop-On, too. Shout out to Hop-On Brewery Tour, something we haven't talked about in a long time, too.
Oh, that's how I actually met you.
Hop-On. Was it?
Well, not because I went on your tours, just because I met you, because I know a guy who knows a guy, and I dated actually a girl. Who knew you?
Who?
Brittany.
I didn't actually know her. I just knew of her.
Oh.
Brittany. You remember Brittany? She was always in our she was always in our conversations for Hop-On. But nobody ever knew who the hell she was, except for the people who hired her.
Yeah.
She was a tour guide, but
she
we're like, who the hell is she?
She was not a tour guide. Who the fuck are you talking about?
She was.
Yeah.
Brittany? Yeah. My Brittany.
I think she just maybe never led a tour, but
she definitely didn't do anything.
She was in the
definitely
pool.
Definitely was not. What the hell?
What did she? What do you think she did?
Well, she worked with Alyssa.
Yes.
But she never worked for a tour. She just knew you guys because of the tours.
Her name was on our tour guide thing. That's how. That's the only reason why
I
know
of Brittany
her.
Is a very broad name. So which Brittany are you talking about?
What was her last name? I haven't looked on that text thread in so long.
Who knows?
Anyway.
I didn't even report any income from that.
Podcast. Yeah, this is great. Sorry. It's been a while.
Sorry. We're diluting from the actual
conversation.
Golf.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Hate that sport.
We were just talking about how it's a little rough to watch. But it's nice to have live sports back on. Did you watch any of the UFC fights that happened?
Oh, yes.
Did you?
Horrible. Not even worth watching.
Which one?
What, because they're in Jacksonville? Because there's no, like, actual,
fans?
Fans?
What was wrong?
Horrible main events and everything, dude. You're scrambling.
No.
Have you seen the main event of the next UFC event coming up?
Did you watch the Tony Ferguson-Justin Gaethje fight?
I did.
That was a main event. That was fucking insane.
Yeah?
It was one of the craziest fights I've ever seen. Did you see Francis Ngannou? That one guy who called him out. The guy's like, my next fight, I got to fight Francis Ngannou. He called Francis out. And then Francis knocks him out in 20 seconds. Amazing. That to me is awesome. I know that they get for 3 months of prep work for a 20-second fight is hilarious.
Best case scenario for one of them.
But I thought they did pretty damn good. And a lot of the fights were very entertaining. I was with Andrew, the unofficial fourth member of this podcast. He and I watched a few fights online together.
Would you call him the third Reich?
Yeah. That's an inside joke. Anyway, we were watching someone and like chatting while we're doing it, and the fights were incredible. So, and Joe Rogan, you should hear him while he was reading off.
Don't even get me started before about Joe Rogan.
Yeah, we're going to segue into that in just a second. But Joe Rogan and what's the one guy who does Fight Companion with him? Not Eddie, but the other one.
Brendan Schaub.
Yeah, Brendan Schaub.
Yeah, Fighter and the Kid.
Dude, when they were naming them off, they got so giddy. And I'm not going to lie to you, all the fights were incredible.
Really?
I saw like maybe one bad fight.
Nice.
But Joe Rogan, we got a bit of news that Ty shared with us. When did it break?
Less than a week ago.
So like about
4 or 5 days ago.
A week ago. Yeah. Much to Asia's dismay, Joe Rogan is pulling all of his content on nothing but Spotify, which is one of probably our most listened.
I was going to say, don't talk shit. They support us.
He didn't say he's pulling the content.
He's just from now on.
Like, he's insinuating it.
By the end of the year, apparently.
September.
Spotify.
Yeah, it's
September 1st.
It sounds like.
But by the end of the year, they're like strictly going to 86 it.
Video.
Joe, if you're listening to this, I'm just letting you know.
If you're listening to this,
I've been listening to you since you had hair. Okay.
Since you took out Mencia, dog.
Yeah.
Don't my God. Days. Remember when he was talking so much shit about him? He was like, he's stealing jokes.
It was hilarious.
Menstelia.
Menstelia. No, it's hilarious. But yeah, so he's switching to just Spotify. Yeah. Which I think we'll definitely solidify them as number one for sure.
Come on over, Joe.
Yeah.
It's great.
Hey, we warmed it up for you, pal.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got everybody open to it, and now you can just come in and reap the rewards.
Boom.
I want more of a justification than just we're gonna keep all of our things.
Well, I think honestly, podcasts and the companies that you put them on, just from a little bit of light reading on,
you just don't
to
think
do
they're getting
ourselves.
Many views.
No, just trying to do this for ourselves. Spotify is pretty easy to get on, and it's pretty easy to maneuver around.
What?
And it's true. We're on Spotify.
Apple Music and their goddamn red tape over
there's
here.
There's a lot of red tape on Apple Music. And if you say fuck one too many times, they're going to like slip a red tape on you.
Oh,
and
my God.
This is like mature content.
Honestly, I didn't know that. So you guys are actually opening my eyes. But the reason why I went on Apple Music in the first place is because they have so much more comedian content than Spotify or even like major other.
I think that's switching now. I think that the floodgates.
Well, that's the reason why
the monopoly
I stopped doing Spotify and I went over
I'm
to Apple Music.
I'm still keeping Apple Music, and I'm pretty sure their podcasts are free.
Their podcasts are not free
on Spotify. And on Apple Music or Apple Podcasts are free too.
I bet you.
Oh yeah, because it's part of like their like contract, I think, right?
No, it's just free streaming.
I bet you though that a 3-hour episode of the JRE is going to have like at least 4 ads in it.
Why do you say JRE? I just want to stab you.
You trying to?
I don't feel like saying
the Joe Rogan Experience.
You want to put some English on that bet?
Because I imagine that we're going to say it like 7 different times.
I'm actually going to a billiards place after this. If you want to double down.
Yeah?
I am.
You want to lose some money?
Podcasts are free on Spotify?
Just saying.
Our podcast is free on Spotify.
But that's because no one views it.
No, I don't have a subscription. I can listen to our podcast on Spotify.
Well, is it because you guys are one of like the creators?
Well, no. It's just that I don't think podcasts are free on Apple Music, too. Or Apple Podcasts.
It's true.
It comes with your phone. You don't have to pay anything for it, and you can
listen
to them all.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that the reason why I joined Apple Music is to listen to, like...
I don't think all of his comedy is going over to Spotify exclusively.
No,
I don't think
so as well, but I
all of his podcasts are going to Spotify. So it's not going to be hard to listen to them, I think. All
right.
But what I'm telling you is, our podcast is free on Spotify. You can listen to it.
Anytime.
Yeah, because that's one of the links on our thing.
Let's speculate. How much do you think he got paid?
43 million.
Well, so last year he made $53 million?
Yeah, it's a multi-year deal.
So I'm assuming he's probably making at least that per year. Let's say probably like $100 million. Because that's the thing. He's pulling all of his shit.
Yeah, and he's like number 4 in all of like podcasts, right?
He's number 1.
I think I know.
He's the highest paid podcaster in
number
the
world.
No. He's not number 1 because I looked it up probably like 6 months ago and he was like number 4.
Yeah.
So he can't
be
number 1.
6 months ago happened. And then
so you think that he went from 4 to 1 in 6 fucking months?
It
you got
seem
me
like
fucked
a hard
up.
Jump.
Could be.
No, I'm just kidding. No, but he is the highest paid podcaster in the world.
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, you should look it up.
He is number one?
He's number one. Is he number one in podcasting?
Yes.
Not the highest paid.
Highest earning podcast, Jerry Chapo Trap House?
Sounds hilarious.
That sounds like something I'd look into.
Yeah, it sounds.
Flynn's smart passive income.
Sounds different.
That sounds like nothing I'd look
into. Sounds like something Chicken Parm listens to. I've heard of this one too. Everybody keeps telling me we got to listen to
that. I know, I've heard of that one, but yeah. I've never.
You mean it's not Dan and Tom? Or no. Tom and
excuse
Dan?
Excuse me. The number one podcast, they're afraid to put it on there because they don't want to be controversial, is definitely Bartender's Ball. But speaking of that, I think we are. What are we sitting at? 55 minutes. Ooh, that's the cue, isn't it?
Yeah, it's time to wrap it up.
Just about, though. Wanted to close with something.
We got to close. We couldn't close without. If you're doing what I think you're about to do,
yeah,
we can't close the show without it.
No, we can't.
Ladies and gentlemen, might I introduce some of your favorite, some of your guys' favorite part of our podcast, Drew's Drink of the Week.
That's right.
Yeah. What do we got today, Drew?
This week I was just gonna go with a nice, simple Paloma.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Which is, if you're tired of a margarita, it's delicious.
Which you shouldn't be.
Exactly.
Drink them both at the same time.
It's just some nice tequila. Are you over there whispering fucking obscenities again?
Did I say something bad?
Hey, just go with your gut.
Anyways, tequila. I'm sorry, as you were. Don't let me distract you.
Tequila. You always put lime juice with tequila.
Have to.
Then a little bit of a citrus syrup or something like that. You can go with like a nice yuzu or a calamansi, depending on what region you're in.
Would agave taste good with it?
Agave would be very good with it.
Definitely.
Yeah. You can always go with agave, even if you don't have agave. Simple syrup, but the thing that differentiates it from a margarita is grapefruit.
Ooh.
Grapefruit is what, basically a Paloma is what everyone in Mexico drinks because you're tired of margaritas.
It's very refreshing.
But a Paloma is the same thing, salted rim, a little bit of grapefruit juice, thrown into a margarita, but you make it with a nice soda water and grapefruit juice as opposed to
a shit ton of sour and
triple sec and all that. Yeah, sour mix and triple sec and all that. So it's just the tequila lime juice, a sweetener, and some grapefruit juice.
I'm assuming
juice
it's
and
a splash of lime juice or just cutting a lime in half and squeezing it in.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly.
You wouldn't put enough in there.
Yeah, equal parts, whatever you want to sweeten it, whether it's simple syrup or agave, lime juice, double that on the tequila, about 2 ounces.
If you're okay with grapefruit juice, it's so refreshing.
I'll tell you, the thing that gets it, though, that puts it over the edge if you make it properly, put a pinch of salt in it before you shake it up. So that gives it the whole depth of flavor and everything. It's not too sweet. It's perfect on a good sunny afternoon. Enjoy a Paloma.
One thing to interject here.
Yeah.
Why are we salting the rim if we're going to put a straw in it?
You should
in
never.
In restaurants, not here.
Dude, I will never put a straw anything. I won't even drink.
Save the porpoises. All right. Well, that's the podcast.
I don't give a fuck about the porpoises. Hey, I just don't think it's like
what
there. Worthy. There was that, but there was another thing that we wanted to end on.
Oh, let's do it.
First of all, just because my segues are good. Over to everybody's ordering things on Grubhub, Uber Eats, all that kind of shit right now.
Fuck that.
First of all, don't get duped. Pasquale's Pizza. It's horrible. It's actually Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Chuck E. Cheese is passing their name. How can I forget about this? They're trying to pass their name off as Pasquale's.
And first of all, Pasquale is the name of the rat who is the mascot.
I thought that
Chuck
was
Cheese.
Chucky.
Genius, if
His
you
name
ask
is
me.
Pasquale.
It's fucking genius.
Yep.
That is hilarious. Your bun is genius.
So the CEO is trying to say, hey, I know we make it in the same kitchen, but it's a different crust. There's more sauce.
Beautiful.
And it's a better pizza.
And we don't fart in it anymore.
Exactly.
Prove it.
So they're trying to say it's
double blind.
Pasquale's Pizza. And just watch out. If you're trying to support a local place, that's not a local
place.
That's
not a local place.
Yep. But just to segue into that all these companies, Grubhub, Uber Eats, DoorDash, ReadyPay, all of them, you cannot trust them to make sure that the tip gets from your pocket to the driver's pocket.
And the big thing about
please just tip your drivers in cash,
Venmo
Cash
whatever.
App.
The thing is we
any of that.
Those guys are probably the most important part of the transaction. They're making your life easier.
Yes.
Obviously, pizza places have been figuring this out for a long time,
yeah.
And you got to commend them for that. You know, like the driver gets most of that tip.
Well, from check my this experience out, though. I didn't know this, though, but DoorDash's like payment model for the delivery drivers is say that they deem that a delivery is worth $8. You accept that you're going to go on an $8 delivery, and then the, I don't know, the fucking customer tips $4.
Right.
You still only get $8 as the delivery driver,
mm-hmm.
but DoorDash or Grubhub only has to give you $4, and then they take the customer's $4 and give it to you. Now, to make that more clear, if a delivery is worth $8 and you tip $10, Grubhub doesn't have to give the driver anything because you covered paying the driver's delivery fee and then tipped on top of the delivery fee.
Weird.
So you really only tip $2 on what would have been an $8 delivery fee.
Right. On what they're already going to pay you.
If you were to just tip them in cash or Venmo or Cash App or Zelle, they would make $18 because they'd get an $8 delivery fee plus a $10 tip. Because the people that are going above and beyond and tipping extra right now because they're like, look, I'm sitting at home. I'm on unemployment. I'm getting a good check per week because my job has been disrupted by a pandemic. You're trying to tip extra to the people that are helping you out in this time, and they're not able to get it.
Right.
Please just use cash or
if you
third-party devices to tip.
Also, would you accept a DoorDash or an Uber Eats from a dude on a Segway? Speaking of Segways. That's the podcast, guys.
Oh, man. And he's out. Well, that's episode 26, ladies and gentlemen.